It's Friday, August 16th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Despite the release earlier this year of Asia Bibi, the Christian woman from Pakistan, Christians there continue to be persecuted for their faith. The former plight of Asia Bibi is also the situation now for Shagupta Kauser and her disabled husband Shafkat Massa. The couple has been in prison since 2013 over false charges of blasphemy against Islam. They now await an appeal against the death sentence. Citizen Go has organized a petition calling on U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to intervene and secure the immediate release of Shagupta and Shafkat. You can sign the petition linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Pakistan ranks as the fifth worst nation for Christian persecution, according to Open Doors. 89% of British young people between the ages of 16 and 29 say that life has no meaning, compared with 55% of people over 60 who answered the same way, according to a recent poll by Yakult UK. Among all age groups, 80% of people in Britain would say life has no meaning or purpose. A separate survey last month found a record low of 38% of people in Britain say they are Christians, and only 1% of 18 to 24-year-olds identify as belonging to the Church of England. By contrast, the International Fellowship of Christian Students has organized young people across Europe since February to pray and fast at least once a week for revival in European countries. The season of prayer will be followed by the Revive Europe Congress, held in Germany at the end of the year for 18 to 30-year-olds. Already, dozens of students from nearly 30 European countries have posted short videos explaining the spiritual challenges their countries face and how they are praying for God to revive them. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 asks, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation." The Trump Department of Labor published a new rule yesterday guarding the right of government contractors to make employment decisions based on their religious beliefs. Contractors did not enjoy this liberty before, as a 2014 executive order by President Barack Obama required contractors to not, quote, discriminate, end quote, against sexual orientation and gender identity when hiring. Google staffer Zachary Voorhees went public on Wednesday with documents exposing how the tech giant has censored pro-life and conservative websites. Listen to this clip from Voorhees.
"This is a blacklist, one of many blacklists that are at Google. This particular blacklist is showing which news sites aren't going to show up underneath the search bar when people are searching on their Android phones. And what they're doing is that they're saying, okay, well, Newsbusters, The Gateway Pundit, Media Matters, InfoWars, they're not going to appear on their search results. They're telling people that, oh, they don't have any blacklist. They don't have any political ideology. They don't have any political bias. But it's really clear that they do."
It's all part of an interview with Voorhees with watchdog group Project Veritas, in which he discussed his research over the past year into Google censorship and concern over election tampering. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has been known for its liberal rulings, but under the Trump administration, that's changing for the court that covers 20% of Americans. Trump's seventh nominee to the Ninth Circuit Court assumed office at the end of last month, bringing the number of GOP appointees to 12 out of the court's 29 active judges, with an additional vacancy also available for the president to fill. Deuteronomy 1, verse 17 instructs judges, saying, "You shall not show partiality. In judgment, you shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is God's." Lifeway Research found in a recent study that Protestant churchgoers say they can walk with God just fine by themselves, but they also say they need other believers to help them do it. 65% say they can walk with God by themselves, with 36% strongly agreeing, while 75% also agree with the conflicting idea that they need other believers to help them grow in their spiritual life, with 38% strongly agreeing. Kenneth Priest, interim director of the Center for Church Revitalization at Southwestern, noted that these conflicting views highlight a discipleship need in churches to awaken people out of spiritual apathy and into a text-driven life application of God's Word by pastors. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25 says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good deeds, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another." In God's providence, a Russian pilot successfully crash-landed a passenger plane in a cornfield yesterday after birds were sucked into both engines, causing them to fail, reports the Daily Mail. Ural Airlines flight U-1678 was taking off from Moscow's Zhukovsky Airport and headed for Crimea when a double bird strike took out the engines. Incredibly, Captain Demir Yusupov landed the plane with no power in either engine and with the landing gear retracted. Of the 233 people on board, only 23 had to be sent to the hospital, mostly for minor injuries. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Friday, August 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.